everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is May 27th, and the topic of the day from, yes, the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone is grief. And the quote is from Benjamin Disraeli. Grief is the agony. Grief is the agony of an instant, the indulgence of grief, the blunder of a life. Here's what Linda has to say. Loss is painful. It's natural for us to grieve over things we've lost, and it takes time to fill the hole left by a loss. The larger the hole, the longer it takes to fill it. At some point, though, we need to put painful feelings aside so that we can get on with the business of living. This doesn't mean ignoring or forgetting our loss, but rather recognizing that life is a gift that we have a responsibility to honor. We honor what we have lost as well as when we learn from our loss, incorporate it into who we are, and move on. I think that's a very simplistic way of the grieving process. And it's not to diminish or discount what Linda's saying. Again, this is just a real snippet about what grief means. I do think that she has a point here when illustrating that the larger the hole, the longer it takes to fill. And I also do believe that we go through the grieving process, not as a linear process, but at points in the healing journey. I really do believe that. Sometimes we'll have an awareness about something, or maybe something will bring up a memory, and we'll have a moment of grief. And then we can, like she says, you know, move on. Other times, you know, like on anniversaries, for example, anniversaries of situations, it's harder to do that. You know, what I find, especially of losing a person, is that the grief never ends, you know, because the love never ends. So the loss is always there. But it's where you have moments that are lesser than they are greater, because the love continues on. And another part of the grieving process is, you know, sometimes people will say, I wonder what I could have been. You know, I wonder if I had the different environment or the different circumstances or maybe healthy parents or fill in the blank. And we grieve those things too. I do believe as a cycle breaker, if a person chooses to be a cycle breaker, then it also helps with that grief because we're creating anew and we're also healing our inner self at the same time. So let's hear what the affirmation is. Loss is natural and unavoidable. I understand and accept this. Let's read that one again, the affirmation. Loss is natural and unavoidable. I understand and I accept this. How do you handle grief? How do you deal with it? What are some things that have been helpful for you during the grief and grieving process? Drop us a note at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org or put a reply in one of the comment boxes. Thank you so much for being here today, guys. This is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.